Here to talk some Midview Middies football is their head coach, Luke Beal, as he joins us on the hotline. Coach Beal, thank you very much for your time, as always. How are you doing this evening? Hopefully staying dry out there.
Yeah, great. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, it is awesome to have you here talking some Middies football. And, boy, last year it got off to a rocky start with the injuries. You lost Ethan Serdak early on. That thrusted Mark Reed into action at quarterback. And, boy, I mean, I know you probably weren't thinking it at the time, but I got to imagine, you know, having a 4 year of starting last year has to be doing wonders for him as he heads into his senior year and will be your QB1 once again.
Yeah, definitely. It was an unfortunate situation at the beginning of the season last year, but Mark is a great competitor and he's a tough kid. So he welcomed the challenge and then he ended up having a really strong year. You know, he kind of got better and better as the season went on and he got more comfortable. So you know, it's always great to head into a season with a quarterback who's had some experience and I'm sure Mark is going to have a great year this year. So we're obviously really looking forward to that. So. It was tough at the beginning of the season, and you always hate, it's tough to bounce back from losing the starting quarterback. But, you know, we were really fortunate to have somebody like Mark that could just step right in and, you know, run the offense and be pretty successful with it.
Well, I know one of his top targets last year graduated in Connor Awad, the receiver, but the cupboard's not bare skill position-wise. I know Mason Kuchera is certainly a name that I imagine you'd be riding on him pretty heavily this year.
Yeah, we're really working on getting the ball to Mason in a lot of different ways. Mason was a real explosive weapon for us last year. His speed and strength have both improved in the off season. Mason can just do a lot of different things. I mean, he catches the ball really well. He returns punts and kickoffs. He can run the ball out of the backfield. So, with Mason and Mark, I mean, that we feel pretty good about having those two weapons and. Just trying to distribute the ball to them, and then some other pieces are going to have to kind of fill in. But it's certainly nice to have those two guys back for sure.
Up front, as far as the offensive line is concerned, I know winning the line of scrimmage is certainly something you've talked about on our forecast shows on Friday nights, week in and week out. Who are some of the bigger names up front that you'll be counting on this year to help create those blocking holes and give Mark some time to sling the rock?
Yeah, we've got a couple of kids returning, a couple of returning starters, and then we also have a few guys that saw some time last year. So Dylan Sees is our right tackle, and he's been starting there since he was a sophomore. And Dylan's really athletic for his size. He's a big, strong kid, so he's kind of the anchor right now. Austin Dye also at center. He's a junior. He started pretty much most of the second half of the season. We had a senior center last year that had struggles with some injuries, but Austin was went to the state tournament in wrestling last year and is just a really good lineman, very competitive, tough kid. So those guys are both back. And then we had some other players that saw some time last year too. Colin Thompson is going to be a senior and he played some. He had an injury as well last year, but he got to see some playing time. And then Josh Matizik and R.J. Lambert. Those two have been defensive starters for us, and they're going to have to, they're going to play some offense for us this year as well. So, it's a mix of some real experience and some guys that have played. So, but we feel pretty good about that group. They're they're good size and they're pretty athletic. So, we're expecting big things from them.
Coach, you end up going 3-4 in the league last year with a couple of heartbreaking losses kind of thrown in there. What do you think it's going to take to kind of get over that hump? And is it a little thing, or is it getting a break at the right side, or is it just a matter of just having to raise everybody up another notch?
Well, I think for us it's kind of a mindset. I told the guys last year I got really sick of giving the same speech. Hey, you guys played really hard. We just we lost a tough one, and it seemed like. That happened way too many times, last year. So, we play really good football teams, and we would just play people tough last year, and it just seemed like we couldn't get over the hump. So, this year it's like, look, we got to find a way. It's time to go out and find a way to win those close games. Now, for us, the big thing is, we got to stay healthy. So that's one of those things that you don't always have control over, but we need to stay healthy. We do have a lot of players that are going to be playing on both sides of the ball. So, we've got to be smart, about that and making sure that we're still fresh, late in the game. So, you know, those are some things for us that, that are really key. But, you know, trying to control the tempo of the game. So we're still there in the fourth quarter. But we know, you know, the when you look at our schedule, you know, every week it's a battle. But it's kind of got to be a mindset for us. You know, it's time for us to take the next step. And there's no such thing as a moral victory. We need to go out and play and find a way to win.
Well, and Coach, I know your first three, as far as the non-conference goes, it lines up the same exact way as it did last year, just with the sights reversed across the board. So I got to imagine, and again, those are all close games last year. I know the Rocky River game got away towards the end, but I got to imagine that non-conference has to get you ready for the SWC in a pretty confident way.
Yeah. I mean, if we can, if you go through that those non-conference games and play well, I mean, they're very similar to SWC teams. You know, Rocky River they were really good last year, and they've got a lot of people back. And then you got Strongsville and EC, and you know, Strongsville is you know, a big school. So, you know, those are the type of schools we're going to see in the SWC. And then EC is always super talented. So, yeah, it's not a situation where we can, you know, count on some easy wins before we get into the SWC. I mean, we're playing SWC, you know, caliber competition all the way through. So, yeah, we don't, we have no time to waste right now. I mean, especially with the season having been moved up, it seems like that first game is just, approaching at a crazy speed. So, you know, we tell our guys all the time, look, you know, we got to make every day count because that first game against Rocky River is going to be, it's going to be a battle. And, that's one that, you know, last year with, they kind of jumped on us early, and then, you know, the injury to Ethan was kind of a mental blow for us. So we kind of got ourselves back into the game, but they pulled away from us late. So, you know, we're hoping that we'll play much better against Rocky River. But certainly, you know, they're very good. They're very well coached. So it's going to be a battle.
Yeah, they had that BB kid last year, right? He was a force to try and bring down out of the backfield.
Well, they have two of them. They had his younger brother.
Right.
Yeah, his younger brother will be a senior this year. So
of course,
the brothers. That kid was special, and his younger brother is also an excellent athlete. So
that's right.
Yeah, they definitely had a really good team last year.
Well, we will have that week one contest on stream too, as you guys will play host to Rocky River. That one should be a lot of fun. Again, for your sake, hopefully you guys on the winning side this time around. But should be a fun year of MIDI football, no doubt about it. Very excited to see what you and the boys are able to do this year, both non-conference-wise and in the SWC. So, Coach Beal, thank you very much for your time, as always. I'll be pestering you some more throughout the season for those forecast show interviews. So, don't get sick of me too early. But
No, that's great. We'll look forward to it.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate the time as always, Coach. Thank you very much, and hope to hear from you again soon.
All right. Yeah, take care. Thank you.